You're listening to SBS News.
Jen Kilpatrick has been searching for her first home all year. She's a single woman living in Sydney on a hairdresser's income and finding enough for a deposit, $260,000 for the average Sydney buyer, is a challenge.
I found that in the last maybe 6 months to a year that it's definitely gone up and up and up, and I've been hoping that it would go down. There's always something that is up again, and it's so expensive and needs so much work, and you know, there's buildings being built next door to it.
According to a new report by CoreLogic Australia, in the first 9 months of 2021, national property values surged 17.6%. Tim Lawless, head of research for CoreLogic Asia Pacific, says some of the strongest growth came from regional areas.
The strongest markets, though, tend to be in the smaller areas, Tasmania, Canberra, for example. Canberra, even though it is navigating lockdowns, has still seen housing values rise by 2% over the month.
But as affordability concerns creep in, economists expect price growth to ease, like Shane Oliver from AMP Capital.
I mean, saying that price growth will slow maybe send us some relief. Gee whiz, great, it's not going up as quickly. But ultimately, we really need to see a fundamental improvement in affordability.
For economic stability, the banking regulator, APRA, likes mortgages to be equivalent to less than six times a borrower's annual income. But Australian wages have barely grown in years, and the Bureau of Statistics figures show the average new loan in Sydney is eight times a buyer's salary. Financial regulators have indicated they could impose tighter lending rules for banks in the near future, a move which could limit the amount a person can borrow. Martin North, an analyst for Digital Finance Analytics, says for many with a mortgage who are currently enjoying record low rates, that could increase their debt.
We have around 42% of households managing to pay their mortgages just, but they are in difficulty. If rates went up, let's say 0.5%, that would go from 42 to 47%.
Advocacy group Everybody's Home says the latest data shows Australia needs more social housing to make home ownership more achievable. Economist Shane Oliver agrees, but says for that to happen, politicians need to prioritise equality over votes.
There's not a lot of votes in making housing more affordable. In fact, most voters want house prices to go up. Like, I'm doing well here. My house value has gone up. I'm a baby boomer. But I also recognise this is grossly unfair.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.